Greetings and welcome to our third session in the Masterclass series. It is the hope that you are ready to continue your preparation for the future. Today, have no fear because your future self will thank you tremendously. Life is too short to only exist and not live. This space has been curated for the purpose of sharing relationship direction, investment guidance, and financial redirection. As always, we will be keeping it relevant, relatable, and real as you activate your feminine energy and beauty in preparing yourself to be an inspiration to the life of a king. By design, we will navigate through the process of edification, elevation, encouragement, entertainment, empowerment, and emancipation, under the guidance of your favorite orator and rhetorician, Kareem Ainsley. In this episode, we will be covering 7 qualities of a wife. Once again, thanks for tuning in on the Kareem Ainsley podcast channel. Enjoy as we traverse through the encounter. Seven qualities of a wife. A wise man will always choose quality over quantity. Males have lots of females. That equates to quantity. Men only need one woman, which is quality. Do you want to be a part of the quantity or the quality? Be still in these moments as you allow the utterance to oscillate your eardrums and make its way through your cranium as it finds lodgement in your mind, so your heart can be coordinated to operate in one accord. Seven qualities of a wife. Is there virtue within you?
Come out of hiding, you're safe here with me.
We will be reviewing in part as we look at some of the qualities of a wife. The virtuous woman in Proverbs 31. This construct of the biblical woman character is highlighted to depict the epitome of a woman's dignity. There are more than 7 qualities that are depicted. However, we will focus on some of the core qualities so you can get an essence of what is expected of you to be a woman of virtue. In your best interest, it is being suggested that you read the chapter Proverbs 31 in its entirety. You will not get your date with destiny as long as you are married to history. There are a lot of you that are listening right now, and you may already be in tears as your tear ducts are filled, ready to burst their banks. Your eyes may be watery as you realize how far you have fallen away from your ideal. But I'm here to tell you that there is hope for you to be restored. It is only when you wake up and accept your true identity, it is then and only then you will begin to cooperate with the Holy Spirit, after which you will actualize that which your Father intended. Proverbs 31 woman speaks to the dignity of all women. It gives guidance as to how you will need to course correct because you were in darkness, but now we will be shining the light. The value of a woman is innate. She is priceless. When we speak to virtue, virtue speaks to ideal behavior by showing high morality in expression, referring to things which are right and righteous. Each individual has a virtue within them that needs to be minded and then refined to produce the glory that God desires. Virtue needs to be knitted in the essence of all beings, producing pleasantly fragrant incense. It is expected that both men and women display virtue, and even the child who will become an adult. Proverbs 31 and verses 10 through 31 speaks of the virtuous woman who has both physical and spiritual attributes. In the physical or literal sense, this woman could represent the church. It is a people and not the church building which makes the church. Males and men, females and women, alluding to the fundamental roles and responsibilities that needs to be fulfilled. This overview presents the indicated expression of those connected to God. The spiritual meaning speaks to wisdom as the personification of the Hebrew feminine word for wisdom, which is chagma. More information can be found in the book Single One, which is an updated version of the book I Am Single, I Am One. What you're looking for can be found in the section captioned Virtue Within. Details and links can be found also in the description. Please enjoy. Now, let's get back to our conversation. Any individual desiring wisdom must first prepare herself to receive it. And if the individual does not prepare, then what is received will destroy and be destructive. And when we put this into perspective, it would be a mismanagement if you, in a state of a woman, is praying for a husband, but yet you are not a wife, for God to look down and give you a husband. Because a husband would not be aligned with where you are in that moment. Hence, what needs to be done is that you, as the woman, work on yourself in becoming one, in becoming single one. And once that process is completed and you have been restored, you have been made whole, then and only then you can actively anticipate that which you are prepared to receive. In essence, one should not look upon another until one has allowed refinements to take place within one's self, to the point of projecting through your future self, bringing that person in the present. So if you want to be a woman, you have to stop acting like a girl. You have to stop acting like a female, because you understand your identity and your purpose. If you want to be a wife, you have to matriculate into that capacity prior to becoming in the context of our modern society. The person of virtue must be one who is morally upright, with the nobleness of character, the soundness of mind, and dignity of righteousness. A virtuous individual has no price and cannot be bought. In exploration, there will be an intertwining of the spiritual and literal. So what is it that we're saying? Her price is far above rubies. She cannot be bought. This is saying that she will not sell out. She understands money, she understands currency, she appreciates its usefulness. She realizes that these are only tools to be used for the glory of her household, for the glory of God, for the glory of her family. And as such, she will maintain her dignity as she stands resolute in her purity. Proverbs 9 and verse 10 reads, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding." Without wisdom, the knowledge that is gained and the understanding that is generated will be in error, if not even confusion. And this is a state that the world is in today. Hence, people are existing in lives that someone else authorized them to exist in and not realizing that they have not yet started to live. Can you imagine when the metaverse rolls out in full proportion? Can you see the downward trajectory of our reality? In time, all will be revealed. Number 1. The first attribute or quality of a wife is that she is under the direction of the Lord. Wisdom is pure intellect that is only received under the direction of the instructions of the Lord. So to lay the foundation, the first quality that she must possess is that she must be under the direct instruction of the Lord. That is the only way she can access wisdom to navigate this world living in confusion. The wisdom of God is doing what He instructs, which is not being temporally minded. It looks far beyond the purview of mankind. Men and women who possess nobility in strength, beauty, character, and moral firmness are an endangered specimen. Many wish to find wisdom, but few do find it. When found, wisdom can never be taken away from you, except you give it up. Wisdom allows a woman to understand that she does not function outside of covenant. Remember, she is priceless. What do you mean she is priceless? The virtuous woman is not going to give a male husband benefit who is not qualified as a man, much less a husband. She is not going to play house. You already know those games that children play when they are young, those dollhouse games, and everyone wanted to be the mother. She has requirements that only a man of a virtue can meet. Because she is under the covering of God, she will be given discernment to allow her to observe the anomalies. Both males and females are sensual beings. It is only when the Spirit of God went into the man that he became a living soul. Don't start your journey in a cemetery. As a woman, you should never seek after anyone who is outside the presence of the Lord. You don't go outside the presence of the Lord to find someone and then bring him into the presence of the Lord. Right there, you are setting yourself up for disaster, destruction, and humiliation. Let us tie this woman to the Genesis account of creation. Let us see if she is any different from what was outlined in the biblical origin story. The man was given work first, so the woman was created as a helpmeet to help him with the work. The man was given the word first, but the woman was not given the word directly, which indicates that the woman was supposed to be the recipient of the word through the man connected to God. But we have to remember, the woman was in the presence of God, and it was God who led the woman to the man. He, the man, was given an assignment, and yes, the woman was assigned to dominate with him, which means that the woman too is a dominator. This will come in handy when we examine the virtuous woman. Here comes the difficult part for many individuals. The man is the responsible head. Yes, the man is the head. It was the man who came first and the woman came after. This does not mean the man is better. It means the man is responsible for the leadership of the family. The man is also responsible for the woman who was sent to help him. The woman is a helper The man is a provider. The woman was designed to be the incubator while the man served as the cultivator. She has a responsibility to produce, be fruitful, and multiply. The man is the giver and the woman is the receiver. He is the protector while she supports and encourages. He develops and she nurtures. He is the source of information, so he is a teacher. She is a resource, the one who gives it to the masses after she has learned them from her husband. After the woman has learned how to be a wife or has been exercising her wifely duty, she shares with other women so they can have a head start, so they can understand some of the hurdles that needs to be navigated. He is the prophet and she is the prophetess. A woman is a helper. From the beginning, a woman was assigned by God and equipped by Him to help a man fulfill the assignment that God put in him in his life to do. So now we are seeing and understanding the importance that our females transform into women. It is critical, it is crucial, because she, in her right capacity, will bring glory to the man, will bring glory to God, will bring glory to her family. A woman is not one who comes to destroy what a man's vision is. No man would marry a female who comes to destroy and ruin his life. Ask yourself the question, under whose authority are you? The man representing Christ had a work to do. The woman, the church, or the people of God are his helper or helpers to carry out the designated responsibility outlined by the man. It is a church who needs to complete the mission, the church represented by the woman, outlined by God, which is the man. So yes, now you have more insight to see that this is all connected. From the creation story, the Genesis account, the bride and the bridegroom, the man and the woman, the husband and the wife, the virtuous woman, it is all connected, all intertwined. If you missed it on one occasion, you have opportunities to catch it on others. It is imperative that the woman is seen as a treasure to the man that is to be her husband. Matthew 6 verses 21 through 23. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thine whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkened, how great is that darkness? I submit to you at this time to come out of darkness and embrace the marvelous light that is at the end of the tunnel. Number 2. She is industrious. Yes, indeed, we are serious. The woman that is a wife is industrious. What does it mean to be industrious? It means to be constantly, regularly, or habitually active or occupied. It means there is diligence and hard work taking place. Clothing by this woman is not constructed haphazardly, but with guided purpose, while exercising modesty in the selection of material and the work to produce the garment desired. Most people today work only because they need to or are forced to. Too many lack the willingness, hence They find no joy, pleasure, or delight in that which they do. Understanding that sleeping is essential and necessary in the mortal rejuvenation. Wisdom is not lazy or idle, seeking to exercise temperance in all things, while providing, sustaining, and delegating things which are foreign. The wise woman seeks help for a better understanding to create and generate efficiency, retention, recovery, etc. So this woman is industrious, which means that she is a hard worker. It does mean that she is hardly working. Not because you don't see her in the streets doesn't mean that she is not working. It should also be noted that she does not allow herself to be consumed by overwork, by burnout, because the modern day females are experiencing a lot of burnout that there is not in accordance to the expression of love to yourself, that is not in accordance to the will of God for you to be constantly burnt out. That is why she exercises temperance in all things. And even if she is not working outside the home, when she works in the home, everything is exceptional. We have to remember, the woman's purpose is to serve as a helpmeet, which means she is helping her husband to fulfill his requirement, his mandate. Hence, it is important that both parties would have been equally yoked, which means their visions aligned. Had that not been the case, then the relationship would struggle. Number 3. She is creative and imaginative. A woman without an imagination is dead. The hands of wisdom are always eager to create and exercise radicalized thinking, accomplishing a task after understanding the gift. The work is for the benefit of not only the immediate family, but also the extended world. Whatsoever thy hands findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, no device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave. Which comes to us from Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 10. So she will allow her creativity to take precedence as she explores the innermost aspects of herself, expressing them as creatively in alignment with the direction of the vision of the family. So she will create things for her children. She'll create things for those on the outskirts. She will also create things as needed, like clothing. She will not buy clothing loosely because she is under subjection. She understands the direction that the family is heading in. She will not buy the fake hair, the false eyelashes. She will not do those things which are not in alignment with the direction of the vision for the family. But she exercises her creative genius to offer service to others. It doesn't mean that she doesn't put herself together, because as we read further down, we will realize that she is astute to decor and also presentation. Number 4. She has the ability and also engage in trade and negotiation. Yes, this wise woman engage in trading, meeting the needs of her family as they develop while helping other families with their needs. It is wisdom which seeks to meet the needs of others. This is saying there is nothing wrong with a woman having a business prior to the engagement into marriage. This is fine. The woman should be productive and be a producer as she was created by design. When the man and the woman, a husband and a wife, meet, both their businesses can form a merger, which will aid in the union to help others. Helping more people brings in more profit, putting them in a position they can produce more. They can extend in more projects. In doing this, it presents to us again the idea of the two becoming one. There are things that are needed in a relationship for it to function. And that is why we encourage that each individual prior to engagement is yoked appropriately. The vision, the mission, the purpose has to be aligned, and their unification process has to be in accordance with the will of God. Number 5. A very important marker or distinction of the wife is that she is unselfish and she is an investor. The wise wife looks down in time to consider the possible desires of others and sees investments, or she invests in the future for others' enjoyment. This could even be investing in one of the estates here on earth, real estate. This estate is not allowed to remain idle. It was planted with a vineyard, allowing it to produce. Wisdom displays a tenacity of strength, vim, vigor, and vitality, which can only come from the Lord. As most are incapable of comprehending the mention of a trust in God, the wise woman understands exactly that which is needed. And that is why when a husband has his wife, he is willing to work and give her all the money, all the currency, because he knows that in her hands. That is why husbands who are married to wives can give their wife the currency, the money that they have, the estates that they have, everything. They can put it freely in their hands because they know that they are diligent and had matriculated for the portfolio they are now occupying. Humility expressed by wisdom, considering the needs of the poor. Can you imagine that? This woman is an investor. She even considers the need of the poor. This is bringing the husband's name, the family name, in the streets. So people know that if they are in a difficult situation, they can always rely on this family for this particular need. But she is wise not to be a spendthrift. She helps the poor, those who are needy, and those who are destitute. She's able to recognize, based on the spirit of discernment, those who are spiritually impoverished. The heart of love is evident in this woman of wisdom, faithfully obeying the commandments of God. Her not being unselfish should not be misrepresented or misinterpreted as she being unable to take care of herself or she neglecting to take care of her family. She being unselfish means that she has found a greater purpose than to hoard everything for herself, and she has found greater meaning, greater use of resources when it is shared. She is representing her king, and as such, she has to act in that accord because that is the only way he will be pleased by her. Number 6. She knows that what she produces is good. She perceives that her merchandise is good, indicating that wisdom produces tangible fruits to be enjoyed, all of which comes from the Lord. The blessings of wisdom are only displayed for those who are permitted to partake. Her interactions with merchandise means that something is being contributed. it leads the mind to profit, to gains, to surplus that is being received from trade. Wisdom is presented as an all-rounded woman, curved in all the desired places while exceeding expectations. So too is a woman. She engages in commerce. She is a producer, abiding by the command to be fruitful and multiply. She produces more than she consumes, which means that she will not run into deficits like our governments. She is an asset and not a liability to the relationship. Remember, she is priceless. That is why every man is seeking after this type of woman that has reached the stage wife. And this speaks to the idea that the woman, when she is waiting, she should not be a passive waiter. She should be actively engaged in preparing, bettering herself, in improving her life, in gaining the skill sets needed to move forward to the next step, to the next phase, to the next level. And it is those women who will reap the reward for their invested effort. Number 7. She ensures her husband is known within the gates. It means that she brings respect to her husband. This is a wife, you know, so she has to bring respect to her husband. The men in the community can't talk negatively about her because she is not being spanked by any of them. Wisdom bring one to prominence as the gift given are utilized for the glory of the Lord. Wisdom promotes purity. It facilitates sitting in council, allowing others to be edified, justified, and directed. This woman finds it an absolute insult to consider the thought of relying on handouts. It empowers her more to deploy herself to create and use what has been given to her freely. The vision is made manifest as the future is anticipated. She takes pride in knowing that she has the privileged position of ambassadorship. When wisdom speaks, all that can be observed is wisdom. No idle talk, no ill advice, no discrimination, no misleading statements, only truth and appropriate direction. If truth is not spoken, it is not wisdom. While the watchmen look for enemies and engagement that could overtake the city, the woman is alert, watching over her household to prevent the pest from invading and thereby endangering and damaging the family. It is most important that deadly influences be isolated and destroyed before an opportunity arises to contaminate the home. It is very important to note, idleness and slothfulness are not in the diet of the wife, as she values health and intends to maintain its solemnity. Ecclesiastes 4 and verses 9 through 12, it says, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor, the two becoming one. The man has his business, the woman has in her business, they carry together under the man's leadership, and they work together to expand their reach. That is unification. Verse 10 says, for if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him that is alone, when he falleth, for he had not another to help him up. So yes, we have the woman, we have the helpmeet. She is there to help her man up, help her husband up. And if she falls, the man is there to help her up. And again, if two lie together, then they can have heat. but how can one be warm alone? And this comes in very handy in a marriage relationship. Both can come together and share in the bonding experience of coitus and provide heat to each other. When you're cold, you hug someone to share the body heat for even distribution, and that usually generates warmth where it is mutually beneficial. Verse 12, and if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. This is reminding us and saying to us that if the man and the woman are one, they are in one accord. If someone comes to attack him, she is there to his defense. If someone attacks the woman, he will be there in her defense. And just for a bonus, we have number 8. She teaches other women how to be a wife. The passage in Titus 2 and verses 4 and 5, it says, the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becoming holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teaching of good things, that they may teach the young woman to be sober, to love their husband, to love their children, to be discreet, chastened, keepers at home, good, obedient to their husband, that the word of God be not blasphemed. So we're seeing that being a wife is a serious portfolio, and not all women will qualify to be wives. They are good in the class of women, but they are not qualified to be wives because they are not ready for that responsibility. And no female is actually qualified to be a wife unless she matriculates into being a woman first and then matriculates a little further to be a wife. Due to this premature matriculation and her self-appointed status of wife in the modern society, many persons occupying this portfolio using this title are unworthy of such an esteem because 1, they don't love their husband, 2, they don't love their children, 3, they are not sensible, 4, they have nothing related or close to purity, 5, they don't want to work at home, they don't want to be a housewife, 6, they are not kind, and 7, they are not subjected to their own husband, which means that Tom, Dick, and Harry have had experiences with them even after they have been in an alleged mirage of a marriage. As people of God, as people who want the best for themselves, you have to follow the instructions of the manufacturer. And then and only then you will be in a position to receive that which God has in store for you. We need to understand what is given of wisdom when it is received unto itself. The deeds of kindness, purity, righteousness, and godliness are reflected as devotion is displayed to God in love for the wise woman's household. Her contribution to society meets the needs of others and herself as they exercise steadfastness. As people of faith, let us do the Lord's will. The standard of the virtuous woman should be the goal of the well-thinking, as that thought process secures your today in anticipation of the future. On this journey, seek not to confuse the voluptuous with the virtuous. The voluptuous female is of the flesh. She is curvaceous, she is sexually attractive, she is alluring, she is characterized by sensual pleasures. And the virtuous woman is godly and righteous. She's a woman of the spirit. A virtuous woman is devoted to her family, delights to work while demonstrating dignity, possessing integrity, displaying total dependence upon God, and caring for others and herself while maintaining a balance. And yes, she is blessed of God. This type of individual is loyal, royal, domesticated, educated, rare, and precious, possessing inner beauty and living in love, knowing that she is well connected. Thanks for sharing in this encounter with us. It is a hope that your eyes have been open to the authentic truth. As a woman, love yourself enough to do that which is right and righteous. Be the wife you were meant to be. Unleash the queen within. But before you go, let us have a recap of 7 qualities of a wife. Number 1, she is under the direct instructions of the Lord. She is rare. She is priceless. She upholds a God-centered moral while existing in sound judgment because she has a vision. Number 2, she is industrious. Yes, she is trustworthy, she is disciplined, and she is committed. She has no time to entertain gossip or fall prey to the cultural anomalies. Number 3, she is creative and imaginative. She has a vision. She is diligent, ambitious, energetic, and resourceful. Number 4, she also has the ability to engage in trade and negotiation. Indeed, she has goods and services that she provides, and she knows a good deal when she sees it. And she is willing to walk away from the table than to make irrational decisions. Number 5, she is unselfish. She is an investor. Yes, she thinks about the future. She has exceptional stewardship, serving as a homemaker and not a homewrecker. Number 6, she knows that what she produces is good. She has a prominent influence. So people know her based on the fruits of her labor, based on that which she produces. Number 7, she ensures her husband is known within the gates. This is important for any woman that is a wife. She knows that she has to remain humble, and this humility brings honor to her husband. The family enjoys her existence, the community served, and the members living are better because she exists. She leads by example as she is under the authority, which is where her power is derived. Number 8, which is our bonus, she teaches other women how to be wife. If you're not a wife, you cannot teach another woman how to be a wife. She is loving as her heart is ruled by kindness. Her tongue is under subjection, hence she allows her actions to be an example to others and is willing to teach. That concludes, in short, 7 qualities of a wife, with the bonus being number 8. Do you have any of the 7 qualities of a wife? If not, you are not yet ready to be considering marriage because you are not yet equipped. You know what is expected and required, hence you should ensure that you are positioned for the transformation. Continue to journey with us as we will help you to get not what you want, but actually what you need. A wife does not give discounts to suit an inferior clientele. Until next time, signing out is Kareem Ainsley. Loved by women, respected by men, peace, love, respect. Congratulations, you have made it to the end of this session. If the information added any value to you or your life, please continue to listen, like, share, comment, subscribe, and ensure that you have your notifications turned on so you will be in the know on every occasion of a new release. If you'd like to make communication with me for advice, guidance, counseling, or just to request that our team will make themselves available to serve you and or your team on occasions in which there is an event that this type of truth needs to be uttered, you can do so by sending us an email at KarenAinsley@gmail.com. Don't forget that you can leave voice messages for me using the Anchor platform, which I will most definitely be intrigued to listen. If that is more convenient, you can do so. Leave your question, comments, and or concerns, and we'll reach out to you to address the matter and on occasions insert the question in our series to aid others who were not as brave to step forward. To receive materials prepared by your orator, Karen Ainsley, visit the Amazon store or just search for Karen Ainsley in the Amazon search bar, and you will be closer than you think. For autographed copies or special requests such as discounts, etc., send us an email for us to process the request. To support the ministry, you can do so by direct transfer of your gifts via our Zelle account at ainsleyk@andrews.edu. That is ainsleyk@andrews.edu. You can also submit your contributions by PayPal at paypalme.com/KarenAins. That is paypalme.com/KarenAins. You can also elect to be a monthly subscriber to our channel to support the ministry. Karen Ainsley Podcast channel has been freely distributed on all major platforms, so you can listen to all our contents for free. This was made possible by the generous support from all our valuable listeners and supporters. If you are not yet a part of the family, please consider joining so we can reach more females, because when we are done, females will be transformed into women, and women transformed into princesses, and our princesses will become queens, adequately prepared to meet their kings. It is our objective to ensure that you are ready for opportunity, so when it comes, you are in a position to embrace it. Links and information can be found in the description. Thanks for being a part of the Karen Ainsley family. You are going to be ready for opportunity, so when it comes upon you, you are able to discern it. You will not get your date with destiny if you are married to history. Be the wife you were meant to be. Unleash the queen within. This is Karen Ainsley. We love you. Be blessed and see you in the next session.